Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 hours down and two to go with you guys here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. In about 19 minutes, we're going to bring in Cameron Justice, News Channel 5. Talk a little bit of Browns with Cameron C. Was the Shador hype warranted? Get to that in a whole lot more. But as we are halfway through the show, as it is 9 o'clock, you guys know exactly what time it is.
Get a grip. It's time to get a grip. This is Overtime.
Get a grip.
With Jake Volnick on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, kicking things off. I always view NFL players as like, oh, you know, these guys got to know ball, right? Like, if you get to the NFL, I always think, you are probably obsessed with the NFL. You are obsessed with football. Couldn't get enough of it. Oh, there's times where I'm wrong, too. Because Cam Scataboo, rookie running back for the New York Giants, was on the St. Brown podcast with Amon-Ra and Equanimeous. And they were asking him about former NFL players, showing him pictures. You got to identify him. Just say he didn't do good.
There's no way. When were you born?
2002.
He's an 02 baby. You tell me you don't know who that is. Nah, this is making me sick, bro.
Wait, I feel like I know his face, but I don't know. I can't tell you
his
name.
One of the best receivers to ever play the game of football. He played for the Lions.
Is Megatron?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Top one's Baker.
Yep.
Bottom one.
He recreated that picture from the bottom picture. Legendary picture.
The bottom one's a quarterback, too?
Yep.
I have no idea who that is.
Brett Favre. I don't know if you've heard of him.
That's long. I mean, I've heard of him, of course, but... I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
Favre.
I can see it now, but he just showed me an older picture of him. Yeah,
yeah,
sure. Is that Megatron again?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Golden Tate. It might be a little harder.
This man just mistakenly took, is that Megatron again? For Golden Tate! I mean, come on.
We were born. I could tell you a picture of Brett Favre from any era.
That's what I'm saying. I was born in 2001. Yeah. I can go and rattle off any single one of these players. Like, you show me Megatron, yeah, that takes about a snap of a finger. I'm like, okay, that's Calvin Johnson. Hello, thank you very much. You show me a picture of Brett Favre. You can show me a picture of Brett Favre from the day he was drafted to today, and I'm like, that's Brett Favre. That's that might be the most damning one. Not only was that picture iconic, at least he could identify Baker Mayfield, by the way. At least the players that are in the league right now, he has. But, like, you show me any picture of Brett Favre, I guarantee. But he's the most damning one to miss. The dude's all over television. I mean, he's doing, like, commercials for, what, Wranglers or Levi's, whatever the hell he was doing over there, jean commercials. I mean, he's scamming people out of money. He's all over. He's over the news. He's over the television. How have you never seen Brett Favre? Golden Tate, I don't expect you to get right. Okay, I don't expect you to look at Golden Tate and go, that's Golden Tate. But you can't tell me it's Megatron.
Plays for the Giants. You think he knows what Eli Manning looks like?
I hope so. You know what Odell looks like, right? Right? Like, he's got to.
He would have. I mean, Odell is one of the most popular NFL players of this decade.
Odell, like, transcends the... I don't want to say he transcends the NFL entirely. Like, he's bigger than he is the football player. Like, and that's the one thing where, like, am I just overly critical? Because if you all you do is watch the games, you don't really identify players with faces necessarily. I mean, they pop up their, like, picture every once
football
in a while.
Football is the hardest one to, like, you don't know what they look like because they have a helmet on all the time. But still, like, Calvin Johnson, 100%. He's a 6'5 receiver. You know what this guy looks like.
Yeah, I also just feel like, I mean, if even if you don't know, you look at him and you go, okay, that's a guy in a Lions uniform or a light blue uniform. That's probably Calvin Johnson, right? I mean, just unreal. Cam Scataboo, we got to be better. Everybody in the NFL needs to be better and actually be able to identify their counterparts and those that came before them. You can get a grip. I want to put my head through a wall. Jam Sharania with a report today on the New York Knicks. And at this point, I'm just having fun running circles around the New York Knicks because they somehow made it farther and are ending with a sadder offseason than the Cavs are. But here's about one from in the season.
There's going to be some level of change to this Knicks roster. Now, do you go for a landmark player? Do you try to look into Giannis Antetokounmpo? Do you look at Kevin Durant? There was some mutual interest between Kevin Durant and the Knicks at the trade deadline. The Knicks made an offer for Kevin Durant at the NBA trade deadline. Obviously, there was no Kevin Durant trade, but at the bare minimum, they're going to have to add some more depth. That's going to be a requirement of this team this offseason.
I mean, you're just telling me there's turmoil all season. You just felt like you had no chance all season, audio courtesy of ESPN. You told me there was no chance all season long, and you had no faith. I don't know. Do we think that Kevin Durant wants to go play for Tibbs? That feels like the antithesis of what Kevin Durant wants. I feel like he's like prime load management type of player.
Tibbs is fired, so. Well,
no, I'm saying prior. I mean, they tried to trade from in the middle of the season.
That's me.
Dynamite dropping. But like, how on earth? How on earth are we looking at... I don't think he'd want to play for Tibbs. I don't know that he definitely wants to go play for New York in general. Everybody, like, I'm talking to people all across, like, market size doesn't matter. Market size doesn't matter. KD's one of the few players that's like, market size most definitely matters. I want to play in New York. It feels like they're doing everything under the sun. Like, you can make the argument that the Cavs aren't doing enough and didn't split up the core four when maybe they should have. The Knicks are doing the opposite. They're just like, all right, well, 1 year in, 1 year out. Didn't work with Kat? Ship him away. Give me Kevin Durant. Doesn't work with Kevin Durant? Ship him out. Give me Bradley Beal. Like, we'll just cycle through old Suns players. We'll see if we can get him. Like, you guys want? Hey, we'll send you Bradley Beal back. You want to give us D-Book? Well, I mean, we'll take it. And it's just never going to lead to a championship. They just build teams off of name value over and over and over again. It's just like, good name. Good name. Put him on the team. And then... players are usually pretty good alongside of it, but never seems to work. You didn't think when you got Kat and Jalen Brunson together that maybe, just maybe, this team's not going to be very good defensively. Kat, who feels like one of the weakest big men in the league, like Kat and Jared Allen, that would have been a hell of a matchup. You're just like two guys that don't want to touch each other. And then Jalen Brunson, who, that's just a guard that doesn't play defense, too. Like, you try to put defensive pieces around him. But, yeah, when you have a defensiveless guard and a defensiveless big, probably was never going to work. The New York Knicks. As always, they can hold the title alongside Stephen A. Right there at the top. Get a grip.
Because it's getting ridiculous.
Rick Pitino, legendary basketball coach, currently over at St. John's, for some reason decided to weigh in on baseball as he was getting ready to throw out the first pitch. The New York Yankees, and give his take on Aaron Judge.
I'm not sure that Aaron Judge is not going to have the type of legacy that Ruth and Garrett have had. You know, he's quite special, and I don't buy into anything about the postseason. He'll have great postseasons as well, and I hope it's this year.
I mean, are we being serious right now? Like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One, this felt like one of the most uncomfortable questions to have to answer. And he's like, I don't pay attention to this stuff. Like, let me just say something really nice. And he went to the classic New York. He might not be Ruth and Gehrig. Like, okay, you couldn't have used any of the other Yankees that have played for the last, like, 60 years. But, like, let's be real. I mean, we're talking about two guys who won 7 World Series and legacy. No, Aaron Judge is not going to have the same legacy as Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig. Those are two of the biggest names in all of baseball. Yes, Aaron Judge is an incredible player. One of the best right now in the game. Might be the best hitter in the game right now, although the postseason's definitely a problem, even if Rick Pitino tells you it's not. But, like, no, if we're talking legacy and actually winning championships and going out and doing something, no, I'll go with both of the guys who, yes, have also won at least one MVP, two if you're talking about Gehrig, and also both 7-time World Series champs. Ruth was a pitcher and a hitter and considered one of the greatest power hitters up until, like, Hank Aaron came along. I mean, let's be real. Great player. Legacy doesn't match up. We got to stop asking Rick Pitino baseball questions. So that's, like, that's got to be rule number one. That guy eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball. I'm surprised he knew how to throw out the first pitch, because if it wasn't a basketball, I didn't know he'd be able to do it. Rick Pitino, I mean, when they ask you, you can tell them you don't know, so you can get a grip. What are we doing? Let's keep this thing rolling. MLB getting ready to implement a potential ball strike challenge system. Ken and Anthony on today, and Ken giving his takes, of which I just vehemently disagree with.
Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is going to propose the automated ball strike challenge system for 2026. This is from Evan Drellick of The Athletic. That teams would start with 2 challenges per game that they could challenge for balls and strikes. As of right now, it says human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls. Teams would start each game with those two challenges to the umpire's opinion of the balls and strikes. I don't like the idea, and I know I'm in the very, 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 very vast minority. One, I like the human element of sports. I don't like taking out the human element of it. I don't think the fans are going to like taking out the human element, because now if it just comes down to a challenge, I don't get to see what are some of the fun things to see at a ballpark, which is a chance for a manager to get thrown out of a baseball game for cussing out an umpire, because balls and strikes are your last bastion for it, are they not?
Yeah, probably.
Aaron Judge chirping from the dugout, getting thrown out in the first inning.
He'll get a blown call on the base pass every once in a while.
But that, you have the challenge. So every once in a while, you have a great, 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 rare occasion. But back in the day, it was every night could be a possibility.
And Ken acknowledges that he's in the minority here. I'm just here to exemplify the fact that he is. Because in what world are you taking out the human element of baseball? Like, you might as well, if you're taking out the human element of baseball, that would be just replacing the home plate umpire altogether and just being like, oh, we'll just call it based off the box. They're still letting the umpire set up their zone. And baseball players are wild. They're going to try to challenge something. They'll be wrong. It happened. It was tested out, and they were wrong several times. But I don't think this takes out the human element. And if anything, this makes it better. And you're not taking away. We've had challenges in baseball for the last, like, what, 2-3 years now where you've been able to do it? Maybe longer than that. Managers have been getting thrown out at the exact same rate. It has not changed. You would think adding a challenge system where they have one thing less to argue, 2, 3, 5 things less to argue, it would reduce it. No, because managers, all they do is they get upset, they get in a disagreement with the umpire, and then they go and they yell at him and they get thrown out. That's never going to change. It's not going to change when you implement something that can just automatically reverse one of their calls. There's a limit on it. I think this is way better because there are umpires who just get it wrong and get it wrong in key moments. Sure, do you sort of change the fact that you have a variable strike zone from game to game? I could argue yes. I could also argue that's a good thing to get rid of. Baseball players should know where the strike zone is. They shouldn't have to be guessing and feeling out the first three innings of a game to do that. You don't have to do that in any other sport. In basketball or in, like, you know, hockey, football, whatever, you can feel out how aggressive a ref's going to be, how soft of calls they're going to give, but not whether or not objectively, is this a strike or is this a ball? That should be something that's just painted and right there in front of you, and you don't have to guess. Hey, cat on this one can get a grip. You're out of your mind. Downright out of your mind. All right, last one here. Our good friend. He'll be with us tomorrow. Anthony Allant. Falling victim to afternoon drive. Those there currently and formerly. Keith Britton. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Beilein. Convincing him that Jeff Phelps was mad over a picture that he posted on X of Jeff that's floating around in social media. I'm sure you can find it on the 92.3 Fan X account. But Anthony somehow gullibly falling for it and then making a call to Jeff Phelps to apologize. Here's the call.
This is Anthony from 92.3. How are you doing? I was told that I might have sent something on social media that you were upset about, so I wanted to call and apologize, say that it was stupid of me to post that photo, and I apologize for that. Okay.
In which, of course, Jeff's like, yeah, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay, one, Jeff Phelps has no clue what's going on social media. That man does not care. No individual X account does not matter. If you want to get to him, you get to him at CLE Talking Heads. That's how you get to him in a basket. Just does not care. There's no world that I would ever even begin to fall for that. But also, like, if there are three people in the building that tell me something of that stature, and it's like, Jeff Phelps is really mad at you. The last three people I'm believing are Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, and yes, our very own boss, Keith Britton. He's nicknamed the Assassin for a reason. He knows exactly what he's doing. I've watched these games play out over the last 2+ years that I've worked here. And Anthony, you know, Little Greener hasn't worked here quite as long. Doesn't take that long to figure out, though. Does not take that long to figure out. That's one. Jeff Phelps, a man that confronts you in person, too. Comes right up to you. He'll give you a call. He'll find your number if he has a problem. Anthony's too gullible. That poor kid. Fell for it. I mean, I just don't know, his brain was in a scatter. As soon as they started telling him, he was everywhere.
Oh, when I heard that, I was just imagining him. I was cracking up.
I feel bad. It made me, like, physically cringe listening to him make the call. I physically cringed because I could tell he was just nervous beyond belief. Anthony, I'm sorry. Get a grip.
Yeah, it was bad.
Perfectly fit in. All right, that'll do it for Get a Grip. Always feels good to get it off the chest. Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, joining us here on the other side of 5 minutes on overtime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.